listening to the country's most informative auto show, the Automotive Reporter.
And welcome back to the second half of the Automotive Reporter. Harold Gunn along with Brent Clanton. And our guest is Steve Gillis. He's Director of New Business Development for Bolt Locks. And I don't know what's the cool part. Is it the locks or the keys? This is some neat some neat kind of products. Explain Bolt to us, Steve.
Well, Bolt stands for Breakthrough One Key Lock Technology. What we have is a lock cylinder that you already have the key to. It's security made simple because you're able to take your current ignition key and program our locks so that they work only with your key.
Now, that's kind of cool. Now, is there got to be versions? I mean, I guess I get spoiled. I get press cars weekly to test drive, and to be honest with you, I guess I pay more attention to the fob or the end of the thing than I do the way it's carved, should I say. Are they fairly standard now, or do we have variables in your equipment to accept, be it GM or Ford or Chrysler, should we say?
Correct. We are actually GM, Ford, and Chrysler's primary lock and key manufacturer.
Oh, really?
So we are intimate with the automotive market. We have been since the early 1920s. We've been supplying locks and keys. So been around a long time. And this is an innovation that was originally produced for the OE market. Mm-hmm. And they use them on a variety of their locks for the accessories, things like toolboxes, in-floor storage, the RAM box uses them.
Yeah.
So different types of things gives you that OE feel because everything is then matched to your vehicle key.
This brings up a question. I just recently got to play with a 2006 Chevrolet SSR, and I just realized that I don't have a key for my console in between the seats. Can you get me one of those?
Yeah, we can take care of that.
I'm going to call you later.
We did cover the SSR, although a short run.
I'm going to call you with the number that's on the thing, man. Anyway, but I digress, or whatever I do. I do a lot of that. But this is kind of a neat stuff. But, we've talked about a Ford GM Chrysler. Now, what about any other models or Furrin models?
Yep, actually, and there's separate SKUs for each of those vehicles. We've also recently introduced at SEMA this year, we brought out our Nissan and Toyota grooves also. So
okay.
those have been added to the line. So we do cover most of the major truck lines that are out there. So
now, when you say that the lock one size fits all on this, depending upon brand, are you talking about the mechanical configuration, or is it electronic? I mean, without giving away trade secrets, how does this work?
Yeah, it's a patented technology, and it's really based in the mechanics. If you go to the Bolt Lock site, www.boltlock.com, we do have a how does it work video on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an animation of the actual model from that we use to develop it. So you're able to take a look and see what's going on inside there. There are a number of small pieces, very small actually, that are staged really generically when we build them at the factory. And then the first time that you insert and rotate your key, you will cam those pieces together. Those pieces have small teeth on them, kind of like a zip tie. But in very miniature, in a miniature configuration. And once you get turned, you start at about 9 o'clock on the clock, and if you turn past 3, that first 180 degrees, you're setting the lock. We then have a cam that kicks in the back, and from then on, the lock really works between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So that initial 180 degrees of rotation, it only happens the very first time that you use the lock, and that's what sets it.
Now, of course, we're talking about how we have this key that sets the lock, but obviously we've already got an ignition that's working. What am I locking? What kind of locks will this key fit?
Well, we have the line includes a padlock. We have a full spring-loaded double ball-bearing action padlock. Can be used on a variety of things. Any of the cables for hooking up for bike racks, for your toolboxes, the in-bed toolboxes and things like that. Anything that you can use a padlock on. As we go towards the back of the vehicle, the receiver hitch. We have a receiver hitch pin. The padlock is also sized to be able to fit on the coupler of your trailer. So now you really begin to take a full trailering package that still operates really with your ignition key. 5/8 inch receivers, half inch receivers for the smaller racks. The padlock then for anything that's got the hasp or the coupler. Also have cable locks, a double looped cable that uses the same head. So again, you can ladder racks on the side of the truck, bike racks, generators, anything that you'd like to keep on that on those back racks that a lot of people use to extend the storage capacity of the vehicle.
Yeah, but you just right now, there's people out there now that will have like about 10 less keys if they do this, right?
It is a great thing, and, yeah. And a lot of those extra locks that we always have, you know, we all end up with 5 locks and 5 keys, and none of the 5 ever meet, so
yeah.
we end up having to get new ones all the time. So this really simplifies a lot of the keychains out there by
getting down
to one key.
And you said padlock, so, I mean, we could do something, I say, be it your yard, be it your whatever. Example, for me, I'm lucky enough to have a little piece of heaven in the Texas Hill Country, but I have to go through 3 gates. And so I just thought that the sun had arisen when I found master locks where I could set the combinations the same, because
yeah.
You know, it's a nightmare. But now here you've done the same thing with a padlock that uses the key that your car uses, and that makes it even better, because it's still, you don't have to have that other key, so you can have stuff that's all keyed alike for all kinds of purposes, actually, can't you?
Correct. And we do have one of the employees here at Strattec is a huge fan of them. He has a piece of land up in Michigan, and I believe he has over a dozen of them for different gates and
really?
Things on his
property. Well, I was
going to
say, if it's near Detroit, it's probably all on one gate. But
Could be. So, yeah, as soon as you start to think about it, it really becomes a truck accessory is really the best thing the best way to think about the locks. Anything that you do with your vehicle key, and you know, a lot of people have a lot of toys and things they like to pull on the weekends with the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
The individual who's out there working with the truck every week with toolboxes and ladder racks and all those things, you've got the key to your vehicle, you'll have the key to all those extra boxes.
Yeah, and you can protect your spare tire, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that
yeah.
spare tire is a big issue, especially in your area down there in Texas. I can't count. That's the number of guys that are using our cable locks and the padlocks in conjunction with someone else's cable to keep those spares in place so that when they need them, they're not missing.
What kind of guarantee do you offer on these locks as far as if you use our lock, we can guarantee you no one's going to take your stuff, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have a limited lifetime warranty on them, so they are all automotive grade. We have the highest rated for corrosion and pickability and all that, so really we warranty them. So basically buying one, you should last you the forever, whenever you, as long as you have the vehicle. So.
Yeah, I was looking at, on some of the notes that the lovely and talented Sherry Arfons, who does PR for you guys.
She does a great job.
Yeah, give her a raise. I love her. Sherry's a big help to us. But talking about a toolbox latch retrofit kit, but it says it has a stainless steel lock shutter to keep out the mess.
Yep, we are, since being the OE lock and key manufacturer for the Detroit 3, that shutter assembly, actually, we're very familiar with, and we use on all our locks. So typically, if you'd look at a normal padlock or a master or something, that, and even on your house, that keyway is actually wide open. There
right,
is
yeah.
nothing in the way. We build all of our locks with that shutter, which does help keep out a lot of the contaminants, the salts, and dirt and dust and things like that. So,
well, speaking of salts, as we're kind of a little earlier talking sort of ranchy, talking, construction, guys that really use their trucks. But, again, the hobbyist, so you have to have those safety chains, be it cable, be it chain, whatever, for your horse trailer, your boat trailer, and so on. So that is more great applications of your products.
Absolutely. All those hasps on all those, I mean, even the racers out there, I know that more than one guys have forgotten keys. They can't get the darn, they get to the track and the car's not coming out because they don't have any of the keys for the doors. So
you know, that just ruins your weekend.
Yeah, doesn't it?
So I hear that story more than once, so it's got to happen a lot.
Yeah.
So people just think it's great since they know they have obviously the truck and they're pulling it out there, that having that one less thing to remember for the weekend is always makes things great. So.
Ingenious.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's been a lot of whoopsies. I mean, there's people, I'm not saying it's happened to me, but where you go, 300 miles to some spot and then you pull up and you are going to unlock the padlock and you don't have the key.
Yeah.
That can ruin a trip real quick, can it?
Yep. And that's really the benefits that we have for this whole line. And then you start branching out into all the other things that kind of go around that, and there's a ton of uses that you can find. So
is there a website that we can come and explore and go, ooh, I need one of those?
Yep, absolutely. www.boltlock.com is our home site, and it has a number of things on there. The home site gives you a great feel for all the different locks that come in the whole family with the receivers. You did mention the toolbox retrofit kit. That works great for the DZs and things. You can replace the entire latch on your toolbox, and then that toolbox crossbeds or side beds become keyed right to your truck, and that's just a great feature.
That's very slick. By the way, we put a link up on our Facebook fan page for you guys as well, so you can also key off, no pun intended, yes, on that and see it as well.
And we hope you don't mind.
No problem. That's excellent. We really appreciate it. We also have on there, on the sites, also a where to buy for the personal shoppers. We do have a number of retailers in the Texas area, Four Wheel Parts, Alamo, Southwest Wheel. All those guys support us great with a great selection of product out there. So if you can buy off the website, but a lot of people would like to get their hands on it, take a look at it, play with it a little bit, those guys, visit one of them. They can help you out.
Yeah, but that is nice to know. We can buy these products off of your website.
Yes, you can. Correct.
I was looking at your cable lock. I know you'd mentioned it, but a 6-foot, quarter-inch cable, you can put so much stuff together and lock it that they can't carry it away.
Yeah, that's pretty. It is a great, and it's coiled. It has a great use, and you did mention one of the number one uses for it is the spare tire, because it does have the same head that the 5/8 receiver comes in. There's three seals in there, an O-ring, our shutter, and then the big mud flap that we hang on there. So it does hold up real well when it's up underneath there, because it's not going to get used a whole mess. We hope, but it keeps that tire in place.
There's also the answer to, Daddy, Billy took my bike again. Never again. Here's your key.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Outstanding. What's the newest thing you guys have come out with?
The newest thing we're coming out with, well, we've got the 5/8 or the receivers and padlocks and the whole line for Toyota and Nissan is just launching now. Coming up is going to be we will start to cover the new GM. GM has got a new truck out. You've probably
either seen it. Yep.
That is actually using the same key as the Camaro key.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're going to see that same side mill technology is what we call it in the lock business. That same key will then be used for the new pickup trucks for GM. And those will be launching here in a matter of a couple months.
Well, also the new deal with Ram, which is phenomenally cool. If you've got a Ram, obviously it has doors, it has a tailgate, and if you're wise enough to have it equipped with Ram boxes, you can now push one button and it locks all of them or unlocks all of them.
Yep, and that same key, then there's actually a mechanical key in that same head, and that you can use that on all the bolt locks.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
yep.
It is. Yeah.
It is. Hey, Steve, Anthony, sure appreciate your time today, and I'm going to be calling you about that SSR key, I'm telling you.
No problem. I have I know about a little bit about that engine, too. I actually have a Trailblazer with that LS2.
Oh, yes, indeed. Nice engine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I love it. So.
Right. Well, maybe you can tell me where I can find some of those billet pedals in that come off that Trailblazer SS. They fit my SSR, and I can't find any. Anyhow, we'll confer, man. Look, we sure appreciate your time today. Steve Gillis, he's Director of New Business Development, Bolt Lock Strength. Check this stuff out. It is very, very cool, very practical. Oh, boy, what time saving, and you feel so much safer. BoltLock.com. Thank you, Steve.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, friends, we shall be back with more of the Automotive Reporter right after this.
With millions of dollars to be made over the Internet, how much money is your website making for you? If you're not happy with the results produced by your website, there may be a simple reason why your website's not getting the job done. Anything Internet turns websites into web businesses. Anything Internet will evaluate your website and evaluate how to turn more visitors into customers. And if you're not getting traffic, Anything Internet gets you traffic too. Contact Anything Internet for a free web video analysis to take a look at your site, figure out what's missing, and then share with you on a video website review. Contact Anything Internet and turn your website into a web business. Finally, deliver the results you've always wanted from your website. 1-800-686-5986 or www.anythinginternet.com. Visit today.
Sometimes you can tell a lot about a horse by what it's named. Like its color. It might be Blackie or Roney or Buck. A name could have something to do with a horse's temperament or its disposition. Like Wild Man or Roller or Bad Bob. Yeah, the name of a horse is sometimes the name of his game. It's kind of like driving a Ram truck. That name means something. It means you know the value of dust, sweat, and pride. Guts, glory, Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits, just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Skinner Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911.
Welcome back to the Automotive Reporter Radio Show. I'm Brent Clanton along with Harold Gunn. It's time for this week's Lug Nut.
Yeah, I love these people. Here's your sign. I'm a Lug Nut. Yeah. An Alabama man allegedly went to outrageous lengths to avoid going to a hospital after crashing his car, including stealing an ambulance and attempting to steal two horses. Police in Boaz, Alabama, say Matthew Todd, 24, was intoxicated during a crash and arrested for DWI before being taken to an area hospital. Mm-hmm. But while he was waiting for a room, he convinced hospital workers to let him go outside for a quick smoke, and instead he attempted a quick getaway by jumping into an ambulance.
Probably saw that on a movie.
Probably. His plan didn't go as planned. Well, of course, according to Boaz Police Chief Todd Adams, he got the ambulance stuck at the end of Bernard Street, and after that, he entered a barn and had a connected pasture there, so he tried to saddle two horses.
At the same time?
Yes. He then stole another car, which he crashed. He then stole another one and got away, but returned to the hospital the next day when he started bleeding from his original injuries.
Oopsie.
He was recognized and arrested. Todd is charged with 2 counts of auto theft, 1 count of burglary, being held on a $7,500 bond, according to the newspaper, and that bond is way too low.
Yeah, he was arrested on his own recognizance.
Yes, he was.
You can check out automotivereporter.com for pictures, automotive reviews, and road tests. Automotivereporter.com is powered by Anything Internet, and you can turn your website into a web business by visiting anythinginternet.com. Plus, when you go to automotivereporter.com, just click on the Stitcher tab, and you can listen to us anywhere, anytime on your phone or computer at Stitcher Smart Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeedy. You've been driving around a fine-looking ride this week.
Indeed. The 2013 Sierra Denali 1500 all-wheel drive crew cab from GMC. And when it says GMC, that means it is fine. It's got the Vortec 6.2-liter V8 engine pumping out 403 horsepower, 417 feet-pounds of torque, towing capacity of 9,400 pounds and more. Denali-specific chrome grille, additional chrome exterior appointments, nuanced leather seats, ooh, heated and cool 12-way power front seats, power-adjustable pedals, which are perfect for me, exclusive leather-wrapped and heated steering wheel, navigation system, 6-speed automatic transmission. Drivetrain and suspension features include specially tuned Z60 suspension, 4-wheel discs, and a locking differential, AutoTrac electronic transfer case for the all-wheel drive models, and just fine. Extra stuff, 20-inch chrome wheels, remote cargo box lighting, remote vehicle start, lots of stuff on it, 60-40 split rear seat, so you drop those down, put a lot of things in there, a nice Bose premium speaker system. So you're not giving up luxury. In fact, that's what GMC stands for, is luxury. $48,000, very, very nicely equipped, but this one was loaded with the uptick navigation system, sunroof, tubular chrome steps, integrated trailer brake controller, and more. So it hit the 50s, but it's the only truck you'll ever need.
That's right.
It is mighty fine. Five-star ratings all over the place. Mileage, oh, who cares? 18 on the highway, but that's all right, because you can afford it. Right? If you can afford this, you can afford the gas. Not just great vehicles, man. They are beautiful. They are beautifully done. The fit and finish is just wonderful on these. So if you're thinking about trucking, check it out. The 2013 Sierra Denali 1500 all-wheel drive crew cab from GMC.
I tell you what, you get into one of those and you can drive around it for a while, and I think you're going to put yourself into a NASCAR mood.
Yep, I think so.
You know?
I think so. You're going to have a calendar with Danica on it. Okay, speaking of that,
yeah.
It is time for the racing report.
Let's do that.
Get ready, sports fans, cause NASCAR kicks off the 2013 race season on February the 24th with the Daytona 500.
And in Formula One, they're going to roar off with the Australian Grand Prix on March 17th.
And IndyCar hits the street circuit in St. Petersburg, Florida. I love street racing with IndyCar. March 24th is when that starts. We'll be back with more right after this. For nearly 60 years, General Motors has been building great cars and trucks right here in Texas at their Arlington Assembly Plant. In May of 2011, they built their 9 millionth vehicle in Texas. GM has always been committed to quality, and right now they are building the highest quality vehicles in their over 100-year history. This quality has been recognized by the independent surveys of J.D. Power and Associates, and their 2010 initial quality survey award winners were Chevrolet Tahoe for full-size SUV and the Cadillac Escalade for luxury SUV. The GM Arlington products swept the 2010 J.D. Power full-size SUV segment, with Tahoe winning first, Suburban second, and Yukon third. Texas benefits from General Motors by more than just great products. The Arlington plant has more than 2,000 employees that receive over $1 million in wages every day. And GM paid the state of Texas over $20 million in taxes in 2009. General Motors, building the dream for nearly 60 years in Texas.
When did it become okay to make products designed to be used once and then thrown away? When did everybody come to accept the idea that 1,000 disposable products were just as good as a single one built to last? When did quantity replace quality? At Jeep, we believe that every new Grand Cherokee that rolls off our line should last, and so we made it that way. From the hand-stitched leather on the steering wheel to the 5,400 welds in the body, every part of this car has been designed, engineered, and built to last. There are people that will think we've done more than we needed to. Some might be okay with a vehicle that's just okay. Some people might not have known if we hadn't done everything we did, but we would have known. Right now, we're building the new Jeep Grand Cherokee, and we're building it to last. That's what we believe at Jeep. The things we make, make us. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And welcome back. It is time for the recall.
That's right. And Toyota has been hit by another major recall. The Japanese carmaker saying this week it was recalling more than 1 million vehicles sold here in the U.S. with faulty airbags and windshield wipers. There's a combination for you. The airbag control affects about 752,000 Corolla and Corolla Matrix cars sold in 2003 and 2004. And the windshield wiper issue affects about 270,000 Lexus IS models sold between 2006 and early 2012. And Toyota says, you know, there's a possibility the Corolla airbags could deploy inadvertently. The Nexus wipers may not operate after being restricted by a heavy buildup of snow, a big problem we have down here.
Yeah.
There's a nut on the Nexus windshield wiper arm that might not have been tightened enough in the factory. And if a driver tries to use the wipers while they're weighed down by heavy snow, that nut not the driver, but the nut, could loosen so much that the wipers won't sweep the full arc, even after the snow's been removed. They've had about 25 reports of this problem, but no injuries reported as a result. In the Corollas, an integrated circuit in the airbag can become damaged over time. That would result in a short circuit that causes the airbag to deploy without a crash. Boy, wouldn't that be a surprise.
Oh.
Well, there have been 47 reports of these kinds of problems overall, 18 minor injuries, 2 unconfirmed crashes, and according to documents that Toyota filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the circuit used in the Corollas is the same part used in 900,000 Jeep vehicles recalled back in November for the very same problem. Circuits manufactured by an auto parts supplier. You may know them as TRW Automotive.
Yes, and they be paying through the nose. And in any case, I've always kind of worried about that.
Yeah,
I thought of that. It's,
well, put it out of your mind.
And you don't have a wreck. You don't have a wreck after you get this.
Yeah.
Remember, we're brought to you by General Motors. Join Harold down at Brent Clanton next week for the Automotive Report.